collect of the day that we have just prayed, the first line is this: O God, you declare your almighty power chiefly in showing mercy and pity. In a word, the word for mercy and pity, if you want to summarize it in one word, would be compassion. Compassion that is suffering with. And in Sunday's gospel reading, there are two incidents mentioned that reveal this one of his most outstanding characteristic of Jesus: his compassion, his mercy, and his pity. Incident took place when the apostles came back after having been sent to preach the good news to people. Remember last Sunday's gospel, they were sent out two by two. And when they returned, they told Jesus all that they had done and taught. And Jesus saw that they were tired. They have not even eaten because of so many things that they have done. And what did Jesus do? He had compassion on them. And he said, let us go to a deserted place for you to rest for a while. When he saw that they were tired and hungry, his compassion was translated into going to a deserted place to rest. And we know what happened next, and that brings us to the second incident that is a clearer concretization of what we call compassion. Because, according to the gospel reading, many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. And as they went ashore, he saw a great crowd. Jesus saw a great crowd. And what is the word that describes when he saw the great crowd? He had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus saw that the people were there like a sheep without a shepherd, and he had compassion on them. And so this compassion was translated into the miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and the fish. And there is one important thing that I don't want you to miss about this story: that Jesus, when he did this miracle of the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes, involved his disciples in this miracle of compassion. So let us look more closely how these elements of compassion played out in the miracle story. Note that I will also be mentioning other details of the story as told in the three other Gospels, for this is the only miracle of Jesus that is recorded in all the four Gospels. First, let us look at the context of the miracle. Jesus teaching the people for quite a while. It was now the end of the day. So it was dinner time. According to Matthew, there were 5,000 hungry men, counting the women and the children. So let's say 5,000 men, wives, and at least one child, there would be about 15,000 people. 15,000 people, very easily. And there was no food. And there was nowhere near to buy food, for it was in a deserted place. So moved with compassion at the dire situation, Jesus knew what he had to do, yet he decided to involve his disciples. Who was the first one he involved? It was Philip. He said, "Philip, where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" And Philip began thinking that it would take more than 200 days of wages to buy enough food to feed such a crowd, if there was such a place nearby to buy them. Next, the other disciples in Mark's gospel, we read that they did not have a better solution to the problem. So what did he say? "Oh Lord, just dismiss the people so that they can go to the surrounding areas to buy themselves something to eat." Then Andrew stepped forward with a small boy from the crowd. The boy had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. Now note the different parts of the miracle story as it unfolds. First, who would have thought that just the boy with such a little bit to offer would be the key to this mighty miracle? He offered what he had, and Jesus accepted it. Jesus looked up to heaven, blessed the food. Note that when Jesus prayed, the miracle started to happen. Then he began to distribute the 5 loaves, then the 2 fish, to the disciples, who then distributed them to the crowd. And then something extraordinary happened. Not only were 5,000 men and perhaps 10,000 more men, women, and children were fed with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but also everyone was satisfied and more food was left over. There was more food than what was required. 12 baskets full of leftovers. How did this happen? Are we to make of it? And what are the lessons we can draw from this miracle story? I would like to suggest the following. The small boy in the story only had bread and fish, such little and simple things. The lesson here is, what do we have? Very often we say, "I have very little to make any difference." But what we have maybe is our little bread and tiny fish. It may seem like these are all very insignificant, but that is not the point. The point is to say, "Here, Lord, do with it whatever you can make use of it." And he will. And this is the second element in the story. Jesus accepts the little gift. He lifts up his eyes to heaven and he prays over it, and the miracle started to unfold. That is our lesson number 2. Remember this: miracles start with a prayer. And this is the third element of the story. Jesus involved his disciples in distributing the bread and the fish, and then they began to multiply. Of course, the miracle of the multiplications of the bread and the fish did not take place through the disciples' power. Yet, in a sense, this event did unfold through the working of their hands. In other words, and this is our lesson number 3, God meets the needs of people through the services provided by disciples, members of the community like us. Now that we have drawn these lessons from this story, the next step is for us to apply these lessons to our own personal and church community life. So here are the three questions for us to ask ourselves in view of applying our answers, these answers to our life. First, with the little bread and the tiny fish that we have, are we willing to give them to the Lord to share with others? Second, with what we have and with what we do, do we prayerfully offer them to the Lord so that He can bless it? Thirdly, are we willing to give of ourselves to the ministry of the Lord in whatever way in order to be part of the miracle? In the end, are we ready to translate our compassion into action? This is my prayer and hope for all of us. Amen.